Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, September 18th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to continue our discussion of the migration of people from the Middle East and from Africa into Europe and the United States, with a special look at Muslim immigration into the United States. 1 week ago today, we passed the 14th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The United States took action in response to those attacks, first invading Afghanistan, then Iraq. But since that date, 14 years ago, the United States has taken in record numbers of Muslims. According to a Breitbart report, more than a quarter of a million Muslims are legally admitted into the United States each year. The number of Muslim students admitted has increased 16-fold since 9/11. According to a report by the Senate Immigration Subcommittee, Muslim immigrants who tend to live in insular communities are breeding grounds for terrorism. But we continue to admit more and more of them. How do you know which Muslim immigrants are potential terrorists and which are just good old apostate Muslims who do not actually follow the teachings of their holy book, the Quran? Thousands of mosques appear around the country, many of them financed by Islamic radicals in Saudi Arabia. In Europe, there are so many Muslim immigrants breaking down the walls of European civilization that mosques can't hold them all, and many of them conduct their prayer services in the streets, stopping traffic. President Obama is responding to the Syrian refugee crisis by using it to flood the United States resettlement program with Muslim immigrants. Why is he so intent on bringing in large numbers of people who are completely antithetical to the law and culture of the United States? Well, I don't know. Ask him. I only know that he is doing it. According to the UN, 72% of these Muslim immigrants are men, 15% children, 13% women. Many are destitute, having paid all they have for the journey. They must be supported by the United States social welfare system. Unlike illegal immigrants from Latin America, these resettled immigrants are given work permits and lifetime residency status. The refugee flood into Europe has been so great that even Angela Merkel of Germany has started to pay attention to her borders. For most European countries, when they say they are paying attention to their borders, they mean they attempt to check passports before the people walk through. Well, this is not the first Muslim invasion of Europe, is it? They invaded once before and threatened all of Europe until they were ultimately defeated by Charles Martel at the Battle of Tours in the year 732. Now the Muslims invade again by Western politicians too cowardly to stop them, who create the conditions making it necessary for people to flee their home countries. Europe was destroyed by aggressive politicians in the wars of the 20th century. Now, again, it is threatened by politicians who use compassion as an excuse not to defend their country. The people as a whole see the problem, but the politicians are not interested in anything except open borders. The six Gulf states, Qatar, United Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Bahrain, have offered zero resettlement to Syrians, not a single one. The reason given, security concerns. So Syria and Libya seem glad to see their jihadists go, but no one in Europe and the United States seems interested in cultural suicide. Japan, Korea, China, all the same, not a single one. Even the Pope criticized the United States for not doing more, but his home country of Argentina accepts only a tiny handful. Wouldn't it be better if we assisted other nations with resettlement of these people somewhere in the Middle East? Of course it would. But that is not what they want. They want access to the European and American economy, the job market, and to the social welfare system. The problem is not going away so soon, as many people have reported. At what point do multiculturalism and diversity become deculturalism? Iraq and Syria, torn asunder permanently, unless they can reemerge as colonies of Iran or Russia, the Defense Intelligence Agency reports that they have concluded this destructive process is irreversible, no matter what we do, just like Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard. The Middle East has been blown apart and is in a state of disintegrating chaos. This will continue for the foreseeable future. That means the refugee invasion will continue until someone is willing to defend our culture and our way of life. These new world order destroyers have accomplished a lot in their time upon the stage, but somehow they stay in office, destroying more and more of our culture and our way of life each and every day. Ukraine now threatening to break apart again, thus adding to the refugee problem. The European debt and currency problems won't go away. Independence movements are spreading all along the European perimeter. In response, the West has no Braveheart to lead them, no Charles Martel, only the faceless Angela Merkel and Barack Obama, who compete to see who can do the opposite of the right thing the fastest. In summary, Islam's population is exploding. It's on the march. Islam will not stop until it is ultimately and totally defeated, or until the whole world is Islamic. What you see in Syria will be coming to the whole Christian world, and our politicians are aiding and abetting it. This, based on the teaching of the Quran, portends evil for America and for Europe. Communities of Sharia law infect every city in the country. Finally, folks, Europe and America must return to the faith of our fathers. Return to the faith or perish. That's the way I see it anyway. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.